Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
When should I sell my business and where do I sell it? We talked about this question on one of the Third Way calls recently, and today another listener is wondering something similar. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. So first of all, a couple things here. To get to this point where you're even able to ask the question, is reason to celebrate twofold. Because first of all, this caller and anybody else in that situation, they have created an asset. You know, that's what it's all about. You're trying to create something that can make money for you, not just work harder. Create something that can potentially earn money for you, which of course, when you're going to sell a business, that is a primary goal. So wonderful. But secondly, another reason to celebrate might be because you're smart enough to realize that you might not want to do this thing forever. Whatever it is that you have started, instead of just planning to operate it forever, you've actually thought, oh, maybe I want to consider moving on. Maybe I want to ask myself, what's the next project? I'm rather just trying to do both things or trying to continually start projects or just, you know, shut them down without getting any value from them. You know, maybe there's a way to sell it. Okay, so two reasons to celebrate, but how do you know when it's the right time? And then what do you do next? Like, how do you actually go about selling that business? That's what we'll talk about in this episode. So glad you're here. Here's a message from our sponsor, and then we'll dive right in.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to BOLL&Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, Chris. This is Mike Jacob from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I've been listening to the show for the past 2 years. Thank you for all the value you provide through your podcasts and your books. My side hustle is called Saturday's a Rugby Day. It is a rugby lifestyle brand and custom uniform provider for United States-based rugby teams through our website at saturdaysarugbyday.com. My question for you is that when do you know it is the right time to sell your business? And in addition, where are the best places to sell your niche e-commerce-based business? Thanks, Chris.
Thank you so much, Mike Jacob, Grand Rapids. Appreciate you listening, and congratulations, as I said in the introduction, on getting to this point. Saturday's a rugby day. Pretty cool concept, very memorable name, and obviously serving a tightly focused community. So all good things there. When is the right time to sell your business? So I'm going to give you two answers, which I think kind of go hand in hand. One is a bit more emotional, or let's say heart-centered, and the other is very, you know, nuts and bolts business focused. So just to kind of lead with the first one, you know, the right time to sell, or, you know, the right time to move on, whatever it is kind of like when it's the right time, which, you know, is circular. But if you think about it, the right time is the right time. It's when you're not loving it. It's when you're not into it. Like, you have obviously been very passionate about building this business, this brand. Well, when you're no longer passionate, or you sense that you're ready for something new, or that you will be in a certain time, I think it's very important to pay attention to that. So whether it's selling that business or just finding another way to make a transition, that's usually going to be the right move. But business-wise, you know, the answer is the right time to think about selling is when you have enough sustainable income to make selling it worthwhile. Because the value of your business, and here when I say value, I just mean the monetary value, like what it can sell for, what it is worth to a potential buyer. That's going to be based in large part on the recurring income or the predictable income of the business. Okay, so in this case, sounds like Mike is selling these rugby uniforms, you know, to teams throughout the United States. So that could be somewhat predictable in the sense that, you know, there's a certain number of teams, they're going to be ordering a certain number of uniforms. It may not be a subscription, you know, service or a recurring revenue in the sense that it's exactly predictable, but it does seem like it's sustainable. So that's good. So it's when you have enough sustainable income that, you know, an independent buyer or an auditor or somebody looking at the business will be able to say, oh, here is what, you know, the annual predicted income is going to be, and here is what a fair multiplier of that value, you know, will be. There's a lot more we could say about that, but to not go into too much detail, I'm going to give you two resources for Mike Jacob and anybody else out there who's interested. The first one I always send people to in this situation is a book called Built to Sell by a guy named John Warillo. John has actually built a whole space, like a number of books about this concept, but I think Built to Sell was his first one, kind of his, you know, legacy book about it. So I actually read that a number of years ago and really, really enjoyed it. Built to Sell by John Warillo. And the other resource is bizbysell.com. So I think Mike Jacob was asking, like, where would I go and sell my niche e-commerce-based business? Well, that might be where. Or if it's not where, you're at least going to get a lot of information from it. So bizbysell.com. I haven't looked at it a number of years, but I just pulled it up. And, it, you know, on their homepage, it says they've had 100,000 sales. So 100,000 small businesses have changed hands, you know, on this site. Right now, they have 45,000 active listings. So there's a whole formula there of how businesses are listed. As I said, if you kind of dive in there, spend a few hours, perhaps you're going to get a lot of information and can determine some next steps. So good luck. Thanks again, Mark Jacob. Anybody else out there, you're awesome. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question of your own, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We're going to continue to feature them. Going to keep rolling along no matter what's happening in the world. Now, I'm going to be here and I'm so grateful that you're listening. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.